Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. And this week we're looking at the idea of perfection. Yesterday we looked at the passage from the Bible where Jesus says, basically, we should be perfect like God our Father is perfect. And I acknowledged yesterday that it seems like it presents an impossible standard for us. It would certainly do that if this was simply a book about us and who we are supposed to be, a bunch of rules maybe to follow. That's not all the Bible is. The Bible is primarily meant to tell us about God and who God is and what God is like. And when the Bible says God is perfect in this passage, the word is teleoi. It was written in Greek. And so that word teleoi, we have to know what that means to really understand what Jesus is saying. That teleoi word has to do with identity. It has to do with who God is. And one of the ways that scholars like to translate that word is an all-encompassing love, or an all-encompassing mercy. Understanding God's perfection, and therefore the perfection that we're to aim towards in that way, really helps, because then we see the connection to everything we've been learning the last few weeks. We've seen last week how we're to love our enemies, and that Jesus was the ultimate example of that. He, on the cross, dying for us, prayed for his enemies and said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. In Jesus going to the cross to take the sins of all of humanity with him and then to rise again, destroying their power, God was showing us that all-encompassing love. We've all been enemies of God at one point or another. We've all intentionally pushed God away. We've all intentionally pushed him out of our lives and tried to be gods over our own lives. And so doing, we've all been God's enemies, and yet God still chooses to love us, even to the death. Well, there's a great quote I heard once from Alfred Plummer. To return evil for good is devilish, to return good for good is human, but to return good for evil is divine. Well, that's what Jesus did, that's the example he set. But like I said yesterday, if that's all we have, an example, this is still discouraging and hopeless for us. So tomorrow we'll see a little bit more about how this is actually a passage full of hope for us, that God wants us to be perfect, expects us to be perfect, and is willing to participate and make us perfect. But first I have a question for you to look at. Jesus actually lived the perfect loving life he commands us to. Does this encourage or discourage you? Why? Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.